even if the statistics themselves are absolutely accurate, the words that describe what they're measuring can be grossly misleading, wrote Thomas Sowell on the many ways to spin statistics. We've seen much of this in the passing of local tax rates across Texas, from claims of keeping the tax rate steady or even or the same, when in fact taxes are being raised because property valuations went up. Take the Lubbock Avalanche Journal headline about Lubbock County. Commissioners approved budget with steady tax rate, pay increase, new voting machines. Those commissioners didn't hold anything to do with taxes steady, but the newspaper makes you think so with their words. Sowell called such grossly misleading, and it is. In the case of Lubbock County commissioners, by setting a new tax rate at the same number as last year, they raised property taxes rather substantially on existing residential property taxpayers. But with the local media playing it as keeping taxes steady, yes, that's how people take the meaning, taxes steady, is the public interest well served by the reporting? The tax rate is a percentage of appraised value, and when the value changes, it usually goes up, leaving the rate the same as the previous budget year's tax rate is a tax increase. Texans will continue to be mystified by all of this if the press continues to parrot elected officials misleading voters. Fortunately, State Senators Perry and Betancourt, led by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick, have made this mess a priority in the upcoming legislative session. It would be nice if House leadership would get aboard too. I'm Robert Pratt. Join me here for Pratt on Texas weekdays at 5 p.m.